Erev Shabbat Shalom, Rabotai. There is a very interesting midrash that quotes something in this week's parasha. It's also brought in a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Lametet Amud Bet. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Melachim: "Vayikach Ovadia u'mea neviim vayichbiem 50 ish b'me'ara." The Gemara says that Ovadia Navi, by the way, that's this week's Haftarah Chazon Ovadia, when Achav Melech Israel was after the Nevi'im to kill them, Ovadia saved 100 Nevi'im from certain death. How so? He split them. He put 50 in one cave and 50 in the other. And the Gemara says, where did he learn how to do that? And the Gemara says, he learned it from Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yaakov Ramad, Shneimar V'ya Machaneh Nishal Lifleta. Yaakov Avinu did the same thing. When he was under attack by Esav, he prepared accordingly. He split up his family, put some here, some there. So they had that's where he learned it from. And the Maharsha is bothered. Says, why does the Gemara have to say that Ovadia learned it from Yaakov Avinu? Isn't it just a svara? I want to kind of spread myself out to mitigate. You know, it's like damage control. So why did you need to learn it from Yaakov? We find several things from Yaakov Avinu that the Gemara learns out from. It's Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Kafei Amud Bet. The Gemara says that if a person meets up with a goy on the road and he feels threatened by him, what should you do? The Gemara says, give him the slip. You know what you say? Say, I'll meet you in 10 miles from here. And then in 2 miles, what do you do? Take a turn. How do we know? We learn it from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov told Esav, Ad asher avoy el Adoni Seira. He says, Yaakov told Esav, yeah. Because Esav said, come, let's live together. Let's travel together. Yeah, Yaakov says, I'm coming, right? He says, I'm coming to Seir. And then what happened? Vayisa Yaakov nasa sukota. Took a quick right turn, vizeh shana, and Esav went to Seir, and that's how he split up. The Gemara says, oh, we learn it from Yaakov. All these things, Chaim Shmulevitz discusses it in Sichot Musar, why is it that we have to learn it from Yaakov? Don't these things naturally make sense? And he says a very, very deep yesod. He writes that in life, a person has to make sure to learn everything that he does in his life from a Rebbe. You have to be Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, because there's so many things that if we start, yeah, obviously we have to use our brains, but before we use our brains, we have to kind of tap into the experiences and to the teachings that we have from our Rebbeim, because if you just rely on your own intellect, inevitably, you'll fail. You'll make a mistake. You'll make a mistake in judgment. You'll make a mistake in halacha. There has to be a person's, you know, go-to starting point has to be, what did my Rebbe say? What did I learn from my Rebbe? What would he say? And that's why the Gemara says, Ovadia didn't want to do it. Oh, Yaakov Avinu did it. I'll do it like him. Even when things are logical, make sense, whatever. But I only want to do it after I've learned that from my Rebbe, because that's the basis of Am Yisrael. It's a very long shmuz. I recommend that everybody learn it. Aval mikol makom, that's the idea. A person has to have a Rebbe and really be mishamesh oto. He says a very interesting line. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, you know, the Gemara in Masechet Berachot Dav Zayin says, "Gadol shimusha yoter minumuda." Greater than learning from a Rebbe is serving a Rebbe. Why? He says, because when you learn from a Rebbe, you just learn from his Torah. When you serve him, you learn him. Two different things. And that's what, when you serve him, you get to the essence of who the Rebbe is, and that helps you for life to tap into it, because he can't teach you everything, but when you learn the Rebbe, you know what the Rebbe would do in this situation as well. And that's what Rabotai, that's what Chazan are teaching us. Thank you all for a wonderful week. I'll see you B'zat Hashem beginning of next week. I hope to see you all recharged, refreshed, and B'zat Hashem ready to rock and roll. Kol Tov.